الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون صدق الله العظيم. Honorable, respectable elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the blessing of life. And in one way, life is the most precious blessing that we have, because without life, a person cannot have iman, a person cannot believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without life, a person won't experience death. Without death, a person cannot meet his Lord, his Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without death, a person cannot enter into Jannah and experience eternal bliss and happiness. So in one way, life is the most valuable, most precious blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And connected to that is the blessing of iman, and we speak about the blessing of iman, and we know how this is also a priceless blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because without iman, a person's life becomes meaningless, a person's life becomes worthless. And without iman, a person cannot enter into Jannah. And without iman, all the good deeds that a person does becomes confound to only this world. And there's no benefit in the hereafter for a person who doesn't have iman and does good deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. And in this life, we will have tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does the person think that he'll say amanna, we believe, and then he won't be tested? So throughout one's life, a person will be tested. And one of those tests, one of the specific tests that in these brief moments I want to expound upon is that in one portion of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً, that we have made some of you a test for others. أَتَصْبِرُونَ, will you be patient? So we live in the real world. We know how we communicate with other individuals. We work with individuals. We spend time with individuals. And we are creatures and humans as innately. We need the social interaction. But we know how difficult this social interaction can be as well. We don't sometimes see and think as everybody else. We don't sometimes see eye to eye as such. And we don't sometimes understand each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions that we have made some of you a test for others. The Mufassirun mentioned that how a rich person is a test for the poor person, a poor person is a test for the rich person, a healthy person is a test for one who is ill. And what do we mean by that? The rich person and the healthy and the poor, they are tests for one another. How the poor person will potentially look at the rich person and think that he is in a better position than me, I don't have as much wealth as him, how fortunate is he? And he will look up to this rich person and almost, or at times, be ungrateful for the blessings that he has from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum, that look at those individuals who are in more worse off situations than you are. So a poor person will look up to the rich person and he'll see that, I wish I was in that position, there's a possibility. And the rich person has the responsibility to make sure that he doesn't use his influence, his power, the status that he has in terms of the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed him with, and then use that in a way whereby he is abusive to the poor person, the one who is working for him. So this is also a test for him. Similarly, one who is healthy is a test for the one who is ill, and the one who is ill is a test for the one who is healthy. So if we look at the person who is ill, very easy we can understand that this person will look at the one who is healthy and he'll think that, oh, I could have, if I was healthy, if only I had health, I am going through this difficulty and I am going through this hardship. And the one who is healthy, he has the test of, does he appreciate the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him or not? Does he use the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him to his advantage by doing good deeds, the ability that he has in terms of the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him? Does he use this for his benefit for the hereafter? Or does he then forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be ungrateful? Maybe not by words, but the actions that he commits because of the health that he has. Does he then show ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the beauty of being a believer is that every single condition that a believer is in is beneficial for him, can be beneficial for him. If he is going through some hardship, some difficulty, if he is the poor one, if he is the one who is ill, then in that situation, if he has sabr and he is patient, so in this verse as well, at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses the question, أَتَصْبِرُونَ, will you be patient? Are you going to exercise patience and forbearance? So if a person is patient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. And similarly, if a person has blessings, which all of us have, we all have blessings, even though we may focus and heighten our focus on those parts of our life which are difficult, we may easily turn to those aspects of our life, and it's easily done, that a person focuses on those aspects of his life whereby he is going through difficulty, or it's a test, or it's a hardship. But every single one of us has something to be grateful for. Not something, many things to be grateful for. So a person, if he focuses on this element of his life in terms of being grateful, then, and he is grateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him more. So the condition of the believer is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that any condition that you're in, as long as you follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. And it's very easy that if a person, you know, the one who is poor, if he is looking at the one who is rich and he's thinking, why am I not in that position? Why am I not that rich? Why don't I have that much wealth? If only I had that much wealth. Slowly, slowly, this will lead to a certain level of jealousy within his heart. Because he is not following the teachings of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not focusing on the blessings that he has. He is not looking up to this person and having good thoughts about this person. He is not looking at those individuals who are in a worse of situation than he is. He is aspiring and wanting and seeking something that someone else has who is in a perceived better situation. Now I say perceived better situation because a person can never know the reality of an individual until he steps in his shoes. So we may sometimes look at somebody who has an amazing house, amazing car, amazing family. In our perception, he is living in Jannah. But it's only when we go into the person's life, and we will never have that opportunity as well. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, that no one can live my life and I can live nobody else's life. That's the reality. So when we look into the person's life, and he may give us a glimpse by saying to us, you know, I can't sleep at night, so I have some tablets to go to sleep. My wife has this condition, which nobody knows about except for myself and my wife. So every 3 weeks we have to go to the hospital. My children, there is this and this and this. So it's only, and then all of a sudden, that perception of having an amazing house, amazing car, amazing family becomes tainted in our eyes as well. And we think, wait a minute, it's not as rosy as it seemed. So a person needs to concentrate on himself and his own life. And the way to do that is that a person needs to concentrate on the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed him or her. This is where success is. Don't focus on somebody else. And we very easily compare ourselves to our cousins, our siblings, our other family members. They have been on 2 holidays. They have been on 3 holidays. I have only been on 1 holiday. I need to go somewhere else as well this year. I need to keep up with the other family members. And this is a reality within our... And we forget. And we don't know what the condition of their marital life is. We don't know what the condition of their life is in terms of health. But we perceive that, oh, they went on 3 holidays. We should also go. We don't know the level of contentment that they have, the level of peace and tranquility that they have, the amount of debt that they may have. But we perceive and we make these perceptions and assumptions that this person will be going through something good. So the reality is that we as believers need to understand that if we are not careful, then we will make our abode in Jahannam because of our thoughts and our assumptions, which will lead to certain illnesses within our hearts. And then that will lead to a person then being disunited, all on the base of assumptions. And a person, he looks up to this individual who's wealthier than him, who's healthier than him, perceived healthier, perceived wealthier. And then hasad and jealousy develops in his heart. And shaitan is waiting, and our nafs is also contributing this to a certain degree. But shaitan is waiting that how can I create discord and disunity amongst individuals? So that the next time we see him, we may give him a little bit of a cold shoulder. It may even be subconscious. We won't even do it consciously, because in our heart and in our thoughts, we have a certain level of hatred for this individual because of their condition. So then what happens is that jealousy develops, hatred develops, disunity then develops. And then we stop talking to this individual. And they may say something to us. And again, it's about a narrative. And they may not mean anything by it. But because of our understanding and our misunderstanding, we may come to a conclusion which is completely not true. And because of this, we may then disregard them, and disunity will develop. So the reason we mention this is because this is part of mu'ashara, social etiquette, living within our social paradigm. That how do we live our life in a manner whereby we have peace and those around us have peace? Jealousy doesn't foster peace. It fosters hatred. And how is that developed? By a person thinking and looking up to somebody else and thinking that that person is in a better condition than me. Why is he in a better condition? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made each of us a test for one another. We are a test for one another. We are individuals who need to realize that in order for us to thrive and be successful, we need to focus on me, myself, and I. That's the reality. That I need to focus on me, myself, and I. As an individual, how do I improve? And the reality is that we need to hope and wish the best for everybody else. So if someone is in a better condition than us, a perceived better condition than us, then we should make dua for them. We should make dua for them. We should ask, we should meet them happily. We should, and if we feel, you know, our pious predecessors, they have stipulated certain cures as well if we see certain symptoms developing. So if we see that within our hearts, shaitan and the whispers of shaitan are playing a role, and we are developing a certain level of jealousy or hatred towards somebody. And it's possible. We are human beings. This is the whole point of having it being a test. And if it's happening within our hearts, then what do we need to do? Make dua for that individual. Read some Quran and send the reward to this individual. Physically go and give a gift to him. Gifts will foster love and unity and muhabba. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that give each other gifts, it will create muhabba between you. And this is the cure and the remedy. So if it happens, this is why it's very important that when these illnesses of the heart, when a person then buys a new car, he can't afford it, he doesn't have enough money in the account, but he's doing it so that so-and-so will look up to him. Or he's doing it for the benefit of somebody else. He's upsizing his house, he's doing an extension to keep up with his family members. Not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because there's a need, but because he wants to keep up with the family members. Then this is a certain level of ostentation. A person is doing it for somebody else. How can there be barakah for an amal, for an action, where there's no sincerity? We thrive for sincerity in every single action that we do. This is our aim and goal. It's very hard. It comes right at the end after all of the other spiritual illnesses that leave the heart. But the reality is that we need to thrive for sincerity. We need to thrive that everything that I do, every single thing that I do, whether it's walking, talking, eating, looking after the children, working, earning a living, buying something, is for the pleasure and the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we reach this, and if we may never reach it, but the reality is that we have to keep on thriving. We have to keep trying. So when a person keeps on trying, then inshallah, even if he doesn't reach there, he'll reach somewhere near. And all of these things, all of these other illnesses of the heart in terms of pride, and a person, when there is this, you know, discord between two individuals, generally what will happen is this will continue until qiyamah potentially. Why? Because both individuals have a certain level of takabbur, pride. I am right, he is wrong. And the other person will think, I am right, he is wrong. Why does he not understand what I am saying to him? I am 100% right. And the way and the solution, and this is something to understand, this happens at home, this happens between friends, happens between work colleagues. There's always going to be a certain level of disagreement. Again, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٍ. It's a test. Who is going to be humble? If a person has a disagreement with somebody else, and the person goes and says, I disagree with you on this matter, and you've done this and this and this. If the other person then says, yes, I have done that, and I'm not going to back down, and you're right, and I'm on my position. What's going to happen? It's going to add fuel to the fire. The fire is going to get larger, and the hatred is going to increase. But if one of them was to go and say, you know, this is the situation, this is what happened, but I forgive you, let's move on. And the other person has the foresight and the emotional maturity to say, you're right, I was wrong as well. Let's shake hands and let's unite and let's continue our life. How peaceful, how much peace there will be in both of these individuals' lives. Whereas, if there is hatred and each person is fixed on his position of I am right, and it's coming from a position of pride, not humility, again an illness of the heart. I am right, my opinion is right. Why did they not take my opinion on board? Such an amazing individual I am. I am so intelligent. He may not say this, but the actions and the words that he will say will dictate this. Why? If he is saying that my position and my opinion is the best, then this is what he believes, that I am amazing. Whereas a person who has certain level of humility, and he says, you know, yes, I did this wrong, I did this incorrectly, I ask for your forgiveness. What's the other person going to do? No, but you are wrong. Yeah, I agree, I am wrong. No, but you are wrong. No, I agree, I am wrong. How's the argument going to continue? It's not going to continue. So the person's going to have to back down and say, look, okay, I forgive you and we move on. He may not do it straight away, it may take him time, but he can't argue with you anymore, and you've done your bit. So we are tests for one another. Whether we want our life to be peaceful, or whether we want it to be that we're walking in the street and the individual that we had a disagreement with, we cross the road and we can't see eye to eye, and we can't speak to him and have that anxiety and all of these emotions that we feel when we see somebody that we don't like, and every single one of us can relate to that. Whether we want that kind of life, or we want a peaceful life. If we want a peaceful life, what we need to do is look inside our hearts, focus on me, myself, and I, understand that peace, serenity, tranquility, we can have that. If we focus on ourselves, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that He grants us sincerity in all of our actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one point just to finish on, it doesn't mean that we have to agree on everything. The principle isn't that just in order to get on with everybody, we have to agree. We can agree to disagree. It doesn't matter. We can agree to disagree. We just have to have the broad shoulders to be able to carry the burden of having this agree to disagree mentality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us like this in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Subhanallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي للصلاة حي للصلاة حي للفلاح حي للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب
Is I requested to make this off, inshallah, if there's any spaces, just to fill the spaces.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salat. Hayya 'alas salat. Hayya 'alan falah. Hayya 'alan falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana Muhammadan rasuluhul amin. Sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Amma ba'd, fa usikum ibadallah wa nafsi bitaqwallah. قال جل في علاه: لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون. أيها المؤمنون، إن الله عز وجل نادى موسى عليه السلام قائلا: إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. وقال لسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله. فلا إله إلا الله خير ما يعلمه الإنسان ويردده كل لسان، بقلب خاشع متدبر وعقل حاضر متفكر. إنها ليست مجرد كلمة تقال، فإن السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع لو وضعن في كفة ووضعت لا إله إلا الله في كفة لرجحت بهن لا إله إلا الله ولا غرابة. فهي كلمة تنبئك عن جلال الله وعظمته وكمال علمه ونفوذ إرادته. إنه الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، حجابه النور، لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه ما انتهى إليه بصره من خلقه. عباد الله، إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، وسع كل شيء علما، سبحانه يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكاييل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار. يحيط علمه بما في الأرحام ويدبر أمرها بإحكام. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء، لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers are requested to quickly make the soft. Anywhere where there's a gap, just quickly move forward.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاح، حي على الصلاح، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولقد جئناهم بكتاب فصلناه على علم هدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. هل ينظرون إلا تأويله؟ يوم يأتي تأويله يقول الذين نسوه من قبل قد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق، فهل لنا من شفعاء فيشفعوا لنا أو نرد فنعمل غير الذي كنا نعمل، قد خسروا أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله